When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My next guest tonight is a four-time Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter who has sold over 150 million records worldwide. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Ed Sheeran. It is so great to have you back. Thank you so much for being here.
I think it's been seven years since
it has been 7 years. Just about exactly. You were here in the first month of the show back in 2015 with the great Bill Withers at the time. Thanks for coming back. Nice to see you again.
Man, that was like honestly one of the most special days of my life. I was doing they were doing a tribute show for Bill at the Carnegie Hall, and yeah, it was all happened quite last minute, and then suddenly I was just sitting next to him, just like, this is pretty cool.
Well, you've been in the news lately, and I know what I'm about to say. Some of this is going to get blurred, because I'll prepare everybody. You've been in the news lately.
Can I give context on this?
Well, let me say what it is before you give context, and then you can contextualize. You've gifted several people an unusual gift: 6-foot statues of marble penises.
It's 2.5 tons as well.
Two and a half tons. Yeah. So it's okay. Who have you gifted this to? And quick follow up. Why?
So contextualizing, Elton John has been involved in my career from the get-go, and he buys me weird gifts. Like
what's the weirdest gift?
I mean, you know, probably can't talk about them on TV, but like, just like odd gifts, like sexual sort of objects.
We're all adults.
No, I know, but you know, I love you, Elton. Anyway. So for his 74...
Wait, more sexual than a 6-foot penis?
Well, no, but this is the thing. So he is very proud of the fact that Eminem bought him and his husband David diamond-encrusted rings for their wedding.
Where does one register for that?
Anyway, whenever I'm around there, they're like, check it out, aren't these cool? And I'm like, I need to one-up this. I need to get Elton a present that's going to make him go, oh, my God. So I was like, right, I'll just get him a massive marble penis carved for his birthday. So I got this huge, like, floppy, droopy thing.
Why droopy?
Well, just, you know, why not?
You don't know why not?
No, so I got a few different iterations. So I got, like, there was, like, a big, erect, veiny one. There was, like, a... Yeah, yeah. Let me explain. So I gave it to him for his birthday, and Elton was over the moon about it. And then it got out in the press that I'd done it, because Elton was talking about it, I was talking about it. And then I'd be doing interviews, and people would just be like, well, can I have one? So I would get them made for just, like, radio interviews, TV interviews. And then Sam was round my house. Sam was recording at a recording studio
up
the road, yeah. And Sam saw one of them and said, can I have one? And I said, what would you like? And Sam said, one the size of me, one that's 6'2". So there we go. That's it.
I don't know how to make this transition, but you met the queen. There it is. No gifts, right? No gifts. Please tell me no gifts.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Her Majesty, how much time? Is this it? Like, an instant with her, or did you just spend any quality time?
This is a fun picture, because she was smiling when she met me, but when she was... I was really, really early stages of my career. I'd released, like, one hit single, and I was playing her Jubilee. But I was next to a really famous comedian who cracked a joke while she was shaking my hand. So I've got this picture of her, like, delighted to see me, but I remember Kylie, who was, like, taking the Queen over to me, being like, and this is Ed Sheeran, and the Queen being like... and then hearing the joke and then laughing, and then that's the picture. But, no, but that was good, cos I basically... the day that I picked up the guitar was... the Golden Jubilee was on television.
So I was 50th.
Yeah. It was in 2002. I was 11 years old, and I didn't play the guitar at that time. I was watching this thing on television. Eric Clapton comes on, does the first opening bit of Layla, and I'm like, what is that? And he finishes the song, and I knew in that instant, I was like, I want to be that. I want to have a guitar, and I want to sing on stage. And then 10 years later, I'm playing the same thing. And I just played the one 10 years on from that as well. It's like it's bonkers.
Congratulations. Yeah, that's a nice circle.
What I would love is the...
What would you love?
Well, I would love, like, I picked up the guitar when I was 11 watching that, and then I played it 10 years later, and I would love for an 11-year-old to have been watching that 10 years ago and now has picked it. You know, it'd be nice to
see what's already happening.
Well, I hope so. It's kind of paid forward.
Now, you've got your first U.S. tour coming up, the first one in 5 years.
First one in 5 years.
Here's this back. Tour, which is this right, the Mathematics Tour?
Mathematics Tour, yeah. We've just done all of Europe.
The highest-selling European tour of all time, I'm told.
Well, that was the last tour, but this tour's doing about as good. Yeah, we're having fun. But it's basically...
The first shows, these 5 years, the biggest-selling tour of the year, sorry, of the year.
There we go. Yeah. Yes. No, we've done well, but it's basically
well enough to afford marble. That's not chump change. I gotta imagine that's not chump change.
No, but it's basically a show. When I finished the last tour, it'd been like so heavily publicized that it'd been the biggest tour of all time. That when I came back, I wanted to make something that was like I've never played in the round. I've never played with a band. I've never had like fireworks and flamethrowers and all of that sort.
We have a clip here of that going on, Jim. What is that like to be in an 80,000 person arena while the board is exploding behind you?
I mean, it's the most amazing experience, because usually you play end on and you're playing to a crowd like this, but when you're like submerged in the middle and it's coming at you at all angles, it's incredible. It's like my favorite show that I've done. I can't wait to bring it over as well. As you said, I haven't been here in 5 years and feels like it's time to come back.
Well, thank you for doing it.
Thank you, man.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This has been The Late Show Pacho with Stephen Colbert. The Late Show will be back from fall break on October 24th with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
CBS Sunday, After the Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
I survive. You make quick, smart decisions. You never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday, After the Equalizer on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.